Well, it's time for Local Spins, checking out new music from West Michigan. And as always, our guide is John Sinkovich, editor and publisher of LocalSpins.com. John, we're going to start with a band that you call one of those really tough to describe bands. Tell us about Brother Adams.
So Brother Adams is indeed a pair of brothers, although they're actually the Driesinga brothers from Holland, Michigan, Jer and Bryce. And they've been around for several years, and I remember the first time I heard them, the first thing I thought of was Modest Mouse because of the sort of the vocal inflection that Jer has. But they really meet up with a lot of other acts as well and a lot of other genres. They're sort of a folk punk band in a lot of ways. I think that's the closest I can come to describing what they do. And they're releasing their first full-length album here in 4 years. They went through some lineup changes. They were a five-piece band briefly, and now they're back down to being a trio, and I think they've really honed their sound in a kind of groovy way. There's some more psychedelic elements to what they're performing now, and some more eclectic sounds and some experimental edgy stuff too.
All right, well, let's take a listen to this new album, Chatter, being released this week. Here's a track called Wave. Concept album. What's the story they're telling?
So they want to tell the story of the band from start to the current time period now, and there's a lot of fun songs on here, and I think there's a lot of elements of how they grew as a band along the way. And one of the things that I think really makes them stand out, I've been to a lot of their shows, and they jump off the stage and they, you know, get right out into the audience, and they really are intense when they perform.
So what are some dates coming up?
So they'll be performing the most current date actually coming up. Speakeasy Lounge will be performing on October 23 here in Grand Rapids. Should be a fun evening.
All right, now over to Jordan Hamilton, that hip-hop and soul cellist from Kalamazoo. And you've talked about him before on Local Spins, right? Remind us of his story.
Yeah, so Jordan Hamilton is originally from Maryland. He ended up moving to Kalamazoo to get his degree at Western Michigan University. And from the very first time I heard him, he was already starting to make an impact. He has a very unique approach. He's a hip-hop cellist, but he weaves in all kinds of elements of other music and soul into his songs. And he continues to make inroads across the state. Every time people see him, they talk about him. And he's really become an in-demand performer. And he's got a brand new album out called My Thoughts Are that was recently released. And it's one of those collections that really has a lot of uplifting messages, has some politics, has some stuff that's hopeful, political, inspirational, but all around an incredibly engaging guy who does a lot of instruction during his looping pedal sort of inspired performances as well.
All right, let's check out a track from this new album. This is Mars.
And I don't know where you come from, girl, no, girl, no. But they say girls come from Mars. So Mars must be heaven then. You haven't seen, and girl, you're not too far from innocent. But innocence, you know more about the world, so call it rent. For energy that you give to me and others every day in your sweet way, so call it a ray. I hope that this cycle is complete. Give and take, I hope we give what you need, so you'll see that the world ain't your oyster and I ain't your pearl. That's why I call you my girl. You're more complete than centuries and analogies. I hope that this feeling will never be, so you'll believe that my body is worthy to go on a journey through space with no hurry. Mars is the name, heaven is the body, and if you are from Mars, we're going to Mars. Somebody put me on that spaceship. Somebody put me on that spaceship.
That is such interesting music. What is he like live, and who does he play with?
So he performs a lot as a solo act. As I say, he uses a looping pedal along with his cello, and he talks a lot to the audience, too. There's a really good engagement with the audience at all of his shows. But he also performs regularly with Seth Bernard, another very well-known Michigan singer-songwriter. And he also is part of the Last Gasp Collective, which is a hip-hop ensemble from Kalamazoo. And so he's had an incredibly busy summer and fall. He'll be performing coming up here September 13th at the Yote Social Lab in Grand Rapids. Christmas with Eli Kahn. Also September 14th at Bee Nectar Meadery in Ferndale, also with Eli. And then September 20th through the 22nd at the Earthwork Harvest Gathering outside Lake City, which happens to take place on Seth Bernard's farm.
Oh, cool. Very, very busy gigging schedule then for Jordan Hamilton. And now over to a group out of Grand Rapids, Boy from School.
Yeah, let's go indie rock pop in this one. Boy from School has been around, but this is their first full-length studio album, and the band features guitarist and lead singer Alex Mason, lead singer, synth, and flute player Aaron Dixon, and bassist Benaiah Dixon, and they describe their music in kind of an interesting way. You take everything you've ever wanted to do in your life and add in a majestic hot air balloon race. That's pretty much what we are all about.
I love that.
I think it's a fusion of rock, pop, and some electronic sounds, recalls elements of the 1980s, I think. They think it's for fans of people, for bands like Walk the Moon, maybe even Genesis and Two Door Cinema Club.
Ooh, you're talking my language. All right, let's hear a track from this newly released album. It's their first full-length studio album, White Hot Light, and this track is Splits. That is so cool. And maybe a little Sinead O'Connor, too?
Sure, absolutely. And what I like is that it's impressively arranged and produced for a young band. They just played their official album release show here at the Pyramid Scheme in Grand Rapids, and they're taking a little bit of time off right now. But you can find their music on Spotify, iTunes, Bandcamp, and elsewhere.
Very cool. Well, you can learn more about these and lots of other West Michigan artists very easily. Just go to localspins.com, edited and published by John Sinkovich. John, as always, thank you.
Thank you.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.